everyone, and welcome to tonight's planning meeting. Apologies for absence. I've received from Councillor Bill Nash, Councillor Tony Hill and Councillor Maddie Chapman. I think otherwise everybody's here this evening. Then move on to the public speaking part of the meeting, and representations will be taken ahead of any discussion we have on each application. Members of the public wishing to make an oral presentation on an application should have made themselves known to the clerk, and I have one person wishing to speak. Representations may take up to 3 minutes, and the speakers, as they begin, could they just state their name and their interest in the application and whether they are supporting or objecting to the application. And as we've only got one speaker, I don't think we have any problem with taking more than one on the same planning application that you'll probably overlap. So one person wishing to speak this evening is Ian Cann from the Exmouth Civic Society, who wishes to speak regarding 16/2409 Major Full, which is the Davy Court at Buckingham Close. Can I have members' confirmation that they're happy that I take this application first this evening? Thank you. So, Ian Cann, would you like to?
Yes. First of all, you will all have had circulated to you the objection in full from the Exmouth Civic Society, who I represent as their secretary. I just want to go over the very, just a couple of, there's four final points there that you will all be made aware of in the letter that you had. But the two major issues here, I think, are that, first of all, the proposal is for flats and apartments to be constructed for solely and exclusively for persons over 55. Now, the Exmouth Civic Society, I think together with a lot of other societies in the town, probably the town council themselves, I hope, feel, we know that we have an imbalance in this town regarding the more elderly age groups, as we find one, of course, and that we feel that we don't wish to be adding to the imbalance between the elderly and the young. We already exceed the national averages, and we don't want to see further in-migration of that age. So we feel that as this is not in any way a warden control scheme, it's not in any way providing any particular services. Once McCarthy and Stone, as I understand it, have built this place, they will then only be the freeholders. They'll be providing no services at all, apart from the services that a company would provide in making sure that the roof doesn't leak and so on and so forth, which happens to bedrock flats. But they have in the past even sold that concession on to another company and then disappeared completely. Unlike Russell Court and others, where they do have a presence on site providing meals and security and all the rest of it, that's a totally different thing. So this application really has to be considered no differently than any other application. If I was to come to you and propose that I did 32 flats and I was buying it, we don't feel it should be made exclusive in this way. We had an hour on one-to-one with them. I had 1 hour with four of them there. They have not taken a single point that I made to them. They haven't taken a single point into consideration at all. So I'm just wondering, if they haven't paid any attention to my 1 hour session with them, how much attention have they paid to anybody else's 1 hour session with them? And I think the answer to that is probably very little or none at all. I think we should be building flats like this for younger animals. If we're going to be specific in flats in any age group, we should be making it available, and that is in the general sort of view that the Neighbourhood Plan Steering Group is finding as a result of the consultations that they've been putting out now, that a lot of people are saying they want to see younger people provided with accommodation. That is the necessity. It's not for the over 55s. Thank you.
Well, members, this is planning application 16/2409 Major Full, Davy Court, Buckingham Close. construction of three-storey retirement living apartment block comprising of 30 age-exclusive retirement apartments with associated communal facilities, new access and landscaping. We have a number of statutory consultee comments and representations in addition to that from the Exmouth Civic Society, which I will ask Sue if she'd summarise for you.
Yes, I'll come back to the statutory consultees because I know Councillor Desarme is going to carry on from where I leave off with that. So I'll do the three representations that we've got. The modernistic style of the flat roofing is out of character with the surroundings and the proposed development of Plum Park. The application has not taken into consideration the proposed Plum Park development with regards to the traffic implications. And then obviously the Exmouth Civic Society, of course, Ian Cairns just spoken, they say the draft findings of the neighbourhood plan have clearly identified the need for affordable houses, as I said, for younger people and families, as there is already an excessive number of this kind of age-related developments. Concerned also that the pond has been infilled and trees felled without permission, and the flat roof design is out of keeping with the area. Councillor Mark Williamson is concerned that the scale of the build is excess to avoid a detrimental impact on the amenity of adjacent properties. And then I'll pass you over to Councillor Brewster, so he's going to tell you Councillor Bill Nash's comments in his absence. Thank you.
I will. Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd also like to draw your attention, before we read those, the applicant states that the building has been placed as far from neighbouring properties as possible in order to reduce the visual impact and overlooking. The applicant also states that the scale, height and massing of our proposed building has been kept largely in line with that of the existing building. So I want you to keep that thought in mind as I now read what Councillor Nash has said to us in that context. He said, overall, this application has not been greeted with any enthusiasm as there is not a need in Exmouth for this type of retirement property restricted to the age group of 55 and over. It may be an advantage to the property developer to escape certain charges and commitments by creating this 55 years of age ban, as shown in the DDC local plan and becoming apparent in the Exmouth neighbourhood plan. The need is for affordable one and two bedroom apartments and low cost flats for younger people seeking homes. The plans show an extended three-storey building with a flat roof replacing a two-storey building with a pitched roof. The flat roof is out of keeping with the present architecture and is alien. Turning the building round from the original footprint creates loss of privacy for the residents in properties in Buckingham Close. At the moment, David Court does not overlook this property as the western elevation has a few windows and plain brickwork walls to the second storey. The main windows and internal courtyard face the non-residential tree woodlands area, now desecrated by the unlawful removal of the trees. The 18 balconies on the proposed three-storey buildings will look directly into the living rooms and bedrooms of houses numbers 2, 3, 4 and into the bedroom of bungalows numbers 6, 8, 10, 12 and 14. This intrusion is made worse by putting the car parking space at the back of the proposed property, meaning that the front is forward in Buckingham Close. The building should be placed further back on the plot. At a meeting with the developers and Exmouth Town Council, several questions were asked which remain unanswered. Would the contracts of purchase present a married couple both being able to sign if one partner is 55 and the other 50? Once purchased, can an owner sell on to the second owner below the age of 55? If a couple of 55 years of age have a teenage son or daughter, would they be allowed to live with them? Can an owner sell on to a housing association or third party representing property exchange? Therefore, Councillor Nash states, I move for refusal of this application. And basically, I also would be in favour of this on the basis that, from an architectural design planning point of view, we disagree with the 18 balconies on the three-storey building. We'll look directly into the living rooms and bedrooms of the houses. Plus, there's the car parking issue with the spaces at the back. And we also disagree by the fact that the incorporation of three storeys has forced the developer to adapt a flat roof, which much more preferable would be to have simply to two storeys. So for these reasons, which we've discussed, both Bill and I are in agreement to move for a refusal. However, I need to throw it out to the committee to decide as well, to discuss further. Please fill further comments.
Thank you. Councillor Cahill.
Thank you, Chairman. I've heard the Civic Society's comments, and I've also read the long list that's written by Mr. Cann on behalf of the Society. And I take some of those points on board, but playing possibly a little bit of devil's advocate here, we saw McCarthy and Stone develop a site down at Carlton, which was the next study block at Royal College. I wasn't on the council at that time, but did they have a proviso put on them about over 55s?
They're all of McCarthy stones have got various age limits actually on them. I mean, some of them are over. Hamilton Court is older than 55, I think. Several are 55, but I think one or two. Most of them are 55, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, I mean, and we've seen a lot of these type of developments in the Douglas Avenue area, where the various developers brought up the old study blocks from Royal College and developed them into what we see now at Douglas Avenue. And once again, I'm not one to sort of say whether they're widely occupied or whether they've still got vacancies, but there seems to be those sort of developments, and they seem to be filling up. My concern, obviously, is to look at what has happened here. We've obviously lost a Devon County Council building for elderly people who need help and assistance, and we keep seeing these buildings disappear, not just in Exmouth, but in other places, and I think that's a great shame. The other concern that I have, where people have mentioned about traffic, when we brought up about the Plum Park development, Devon County Council Highways Department had no objection. So one assumes that they have no objection about this development. So once again, I find that very concerning, because I believe that Plum Park really needs to be looked at by the Highways Department, Devon County Council, taking into consideration Liverpool Cross. I think Liverpool Cross is the pinch point of all traffic coming out of Sand Bay and any new development. That said, I also find it a little bit concerning that vegetation, trees, work has been started before planning permission has been given. Now I wonder, do we know who's started that work?
There's an ongoing investigation with regard to that, but Devon County Council has admitted that they have taken the trees down, but they have said they did seek advice or seek... Well, they did discuss it with East Devon District Council, but East Devon District Council at this stage haven't been able to confirm or deny that. So there's an ongoing investigation between Devon County Council and East Devon District Council exactly how they had permission. And at the moment, I can't comment any further than that, because I don't know any more than that, that there's still an investigation going on, because the tree officer for East Devon certainly didn't know anything about it. And to be fair, he has done a lot of work in trying to get to the bottom of it on behalf of Bill Nash, who did write in and make a formal complaint. So that's an ongoing investigation.
Okay. Thanks for that. of course, I'm also in agreement that we need lots of housing for young people starting out in life with their families at no cost. But I'm a bit concerned that a development like this by McCarthy and Stone will not be affordable for young families. But I do worry that is there any grounds that we can stop this or be against this application based on the application that's going forward?
Well, the number of issues that Councillor De Serum and Councillor Nash have raised, which is that it's out of keeping with the area because of the flat roofs and the fact that the 18 balconies are overlooking properties in the vicinity in regard to Buckingham Close. That's obviously main planning concerns. So the age related we can make a comment on, but obviously we can't, because there's no actual planning to say we can't have age.
There was a distance with regard to overlooking that.
There is. It's usually somewhere around 22 metres, but without measuring it completely, I wouldn't know. But I mean, I think definitely the flat roofs aren't in keeping with the area, which is Councillor Nash's main concern, I think, as well. Mainly it's pitched roofs around there. It's mainly bungalows. It's mainly... And the new Plum Park, again, is not flat-roofed. There are mainly houses with pitched roofs. So, you know, obviously that is obviously one of the major concerns that Councillor Nash has raised, together with what he feels is overlooking. And Councillor Williamson has actually commented that the scale of the build says to avoid a detrimental impact on the amenity of adjacent properties, so obviously he has some views on that as well, about the size and the fact that it could be overbearing. Is there anybody else who wants to comment on this application? Councillor Dumper?
Yeah, I do, Chair. I mean, I share Ian Cam's view on the the lack of balance of the community as things are developing more and more, as we've said, these blocks are going up. They all have a minimum age limit, whether it be 55 or 60 or whatever. There is a real problem. I mean, if our former colleague and district and county councillor Eileen Ragg were here, she would be making the point about the need for money from Section 106 or whatever to go into health service and other services that elderly people might access. But beyond that, I think there's a need. I mean, we've seen with Budley Salston and Sidness the sort of issues that come up with unbalanced populations, and I think we have to fight to keep Exmouth a more balanced population. And I wish there was some way, Chair, of actually incorporating that in, perhaps with the use of something in the local plan. I wonder if there's...
Well, I think so. No, Ian Cann has actually mooted to that, and I think that's something that we need to consider with the neighbourhood plan. The neighbourhood plans that are coming in now that we've seen are certainly, if you've had time to read the Budley one, and we had before, we've had the East Budley and Bicton one, you'll see that's very much is what they're actually commenting on. And I would hope that the neighbourhood plan, when we come to finalise it, will actually have a section about the fact that we want a balanced community, and that's what we're looking for. So I think, I think we can comment, but obviously it's not a planning issue for this particular plan, but I think there are two other issues that have been highlighted. Anybody else wish to go? Councillor Nicholas?
For this age group, if they're building solely for the over 55, there is no section 162, is there?
Because there's no 106, but what they've actually commented on, if you read all the way through the papers, is that they felt that as they were 55, they wouldn't actually... need so much health and social services is what they've made quite a comment on that with their actual statements.
And they did say they'd make an affordable housing
contribution.
Even though they didn't have to,
they would make an affordable housing contribution. But it's been moved for refusal on the basis really as it's out of keeping with the area, with consideration to the flat roof, also that there's concern about the overlooking of the 18 balconies with the amenity of the properties adjacent. There's also comment regarding the traffic and the highways. We've not yet heard from highways since this application is in. We haven't had any further comments since we've had the Plum Park application that originally came. And I think we can obviously make a comment regarding to the age related that is a concern to us, that we have raised it at this meeting, and it is a concern that we feel that it would create an imbalanced community. So on the main two issues of outer keeping and the overlooking, and also the possible concern about infrastructure with regard to traffic with the addition of Plum Park in this area, as well as Davy Court being developed. all those in favour of refusal? Any against? That's refused. Thank you. I'll go back to the agenda. On to item 2, minutes of the meeting held on the 17th of October 2016. These have been circulated. Is it your wish I sign them as a true record of the last meeting?
Yes.
Disagree? Thank you. Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensation. Have any members got any declarations they wish to make with items on the agenda this evening?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm not sure it's
just
on the same
roads
and applications.
Oh, yes, that's okay. I think you're far enough away. Yeah. I've got no items of urgent business. So, firstly, to determine applications under delegated powers. Planning application 16, oblique 2263, tree application. 58 Duke's Crescent, T1 Oak, 2 metre crown reduction over trees, eastern aspect as indicated in image which was in the appendix to the application. We have received the tree officer's report and a representation, which I'll ask Sue if she'd summarise for you, please.
Yes, the tree officer states that this tree is a large, mature hedgerow tree growing on an old field boundary. The tree has a high level of public amenity. The works are considered excessive, which would result in the dense and sightly regrowth. the over-large pruning cuts would be detrimental to the tree's physiological condition. So his recommendation is for a split decision to refuse the 2 metre crown reduction over the tree's eastern aspect, but would approve lesser works where the crown reduction over the tree's northeastern crown with pruning cuts no greater than 75 millimetres in diameter. And he has supplied an image in Appendix 1, which is that one there, to show how it would look. This is a suggestion, just to instead of taking 2 metres back, he's going to take it back to sort of where the arc is, you know. And Councillor Bailey supports the tree officer's report. Thank you.
Can I just have clarification that on the website, and I see on the top here, it does actually say 58 Drake's Gardens on the top, and it did on the actual East Devon website, but it is Duke's Crescent in the tree officer's report. I don't think there is a 58 houses in Drake's Gardens, but I just think you perhaps need to just...
There isn't.
No, I was going to say, nowhere near, is there? But I think we just need to make sure that that's corrected for East Devon, I think.
They don't say it on there, no?
No, it doesn't say on the tree officer's report, but on the actual... Look, you see up the top on the actual thing at the very top. And it actually says
saved
that.
It wrong.
Yeah.
Ah, right.
Yeah. So they've saved it wrong, yeah, but I think it just needs clarification because I had a phone call about that. So.
Oh,
can we just go back to that picture?
Yeah. But it should be Drake's... It should be Duke's Crescent. We've got a technical hitch that the mouse isn't working, so Ron's has got to scroll around here. There you go.
Can we just go down this to watch it below? Go down a little bit more. Just try. Just trying to visualise where it was, actually. That's quite difficult.
It's the back of Duke's Crescent, isn't it? I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Councillor Taylor?
Well, I agree with the... I think that was a bit...
Tree officer's report.
Fred, Councillor Cagle, let's see better on that one. It's got the. It's a bit dark on there, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, so it's been proposed, and I'm happy to second a split decision as suggested by the tree officer's report, which is refusal of the 2 metre crown reduction over the tree's eastern aspect, but approval for the lesser works, which is the crown reduction over the tree's northeastern crown, with pruning cuts no greater than 75 millimetres in diameter, as per the image. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now move on to the planning applications. Firstly, Brixington, planning application 16/2454, full application. The Gables, Marley Road, proposed extension and garage conversion to form annex accommodation. Highways do not wish to comment, and we've had no representations. Councillor Nicholas. It's the next, the 2454. There we go. Up. No, 2 4 5. That's it. Yeah. I thought this was incredible. Yeah. These pictures.
Further along,
I think.
No, disappeared again.
What about December?
No. I'll just have to open it up.
Okay, well, we'll ask Councillor Nicholas if we've got any comments while we're waiting just for...
That's the one
there
I was
that
trying
was.
To get.
There you are.
This is the new bit here.
Yeah. This was a new little design.
Well, most of those plots up there are quite large, aren't they?
Mm.
And I can't see any problem, but can we put a
the
proviso,
usual
the usual proviso in, that it can't be
sold,
sold
as a separate dwelling?
That, to me, I can see would be the next thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that is
completely separate,
isn't it? It's detached.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a detached garage, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not
so
large as a
So you're proposing approval of
approval.
On the basis that we put the clause on to
clause
say
on
yeah.
it that it can't be sold off as a separate house.
Okay, I'm happy to second. So proposed and seconded for approval with that clause, appropriate clause added. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. Next application is 16/2435. Full application. 5 Cherishwood Avenue. Construction of first floor extension to front of house. Highways do not wish to comment and there are no representations. Councillor Nicholas?
That's
yeah, it's the easiest one to see, isn't it?
I just want to see if I was right. I can't see a problem with that.
No, because I think it's on the corner, isn't
it's
it?
It's on the corner, yeah.
So there's not, they're not actually overlooking anyone, are they, from the front? No. Okay. Councillor Cahill, did you have a comment?
Yeah, is the piece on the left already in existence?
Yeah. It's just on the right-hand side, but it doesn't, it's actually on the corner of Cherishwood.
I'm trying to make it symmetric, but...
Or add an extra bedroom.
Yeah.
They seem to be going for loads of extra bedrooms.
Proposing approval?
Yeah.
Proposes, and I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No. Thank you. Now move to 16/1823, full application, 77A St John's Road. Construction of 2-storey side extension and erection of single-storey side and front extensions. Internal alterations to form annex. Amended plan. The amendments to the proposal is to reduce the size, scale, change to the proposed description to read construction of 2-storey side extension and erection of single-storey side and front extensions. Internal alterations to form annex. We have got the comments we made previously and also some representations, which I'll just ask Sue to remind us of. Thank you.
Yes, when we discussed this before, we objected to the original application on the grounds of it was overbearing, out of keeping, and the loss of amenity to adjacent properties, and requested should the application be determined by committee members made a site visit in order to make an informed decision. So obviously this has come back again. Views of representations, 2 representations stating the addition of the second storey is out of keeping and out of character with the surrounding bungalows. It will overlook 75 and 77 St John's Road and encroach greatly on their privacy, particularly the living room and garden of 77. The footprint of the proposed building runs west to east and almost takes over the entire width of the plot. Thank you.
I think members may recall we did have representations actually at the last meeting from the neighbours and very eloquently put. So, Councillor Nicholas?
Both sets of neighbours are extremely concerned. And one of them even went so far, Mr Moxie went so far as superimposing. He took pictures, you can have a look. It's still going to be overlooking. And also, that although you can't see it, nowhere on their drawings do 75 and 77 appear. So you can't judge from that. You virtually have to make a visit so that you can see. Yeah? I printed it off and he sent that into the planning as well. And not only that, on these amended plans, they have got I don't know what they're planning to do with this house. It's a three-bedroom bungalow at the moment. They want to turn it into a six-bedroom house. Two of the bedrooms are with an annex, but on these amended plans at the moment, in the bottom of the annex, they're going to have like a bedroom, a lounge, and it's all joined up to the main house if they get permission. They have got a small annex, which was originally refused, but obviously they got planning permission for a smaller one. There have been about five different applications to virtually fill that plot. These are approached from Somerville Close, because originally number 77, which is where they've got the trees, is where number 77 is. And 75 is a bit further down, is like a long, they've just got a driveway between them. There's a 77A, which is the house applying, and a 77B behind that again, where there is a community care house established. I don't know how many occupants it has, or even which care company looks after it. I couldn't find that out. They are planning to put in the washroom downstairs in the annex wheelchair access, and on one of them I managed before my internet went off. Oh, on the right hand side there, you'll see that there are three parking places marked out just beyond the entrance, and there's also a wheelchair entrance, that's it. And then on the other side there's a wheelchair parking place. Now I've got no problems with that, but nowhere does it say that they are wanting to turn that into a care home, or there's nothing to say it's for a family member, but it's still taking it from a three-bedroom bungalow to, near enough, a two-storey. You know, they've just removed one side of the two stories, but it's still overlooking.
So you're proposing as previously, are you? The same objections that we had at the last meeting.
I don't know if you want to have a look at what is that. That's from the top pictures from the gardener number 75.
Yeah.
Whereabouts is 75 on there then?
On the left hand
side. Cherry. Just. Sorry, I didn't mean you to get up.
75 is roughly there.
Right.
And 77 is there. There's a driveway in between them. The thing is, what they did before they put in planning permission, there were a row of trees on the fence.
Yeah.
Right. They cut down
the
trees, so that part of the blocking. But as you can see by the pictures there, originally, the original ones.
I'm surprised the location plan doesn't show you the other numbers of the houses actually on it.
Exactly.
You know, the location plan that we've.
Yeah.
And we.
Yeah, Councillor Kagan.
Can we just determine the red border?
Yeah.
Is that the border?
That's the property.
Of the site.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
But there's nothing to say.
It.
See where the bottom red line is?
There's two houses beyond there.
There's two houses there.
Actually, that might be the two that those lines that you can just see at the very bottom.
No, there are different numbers. You know the houses they got on the side.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I was just wondering whether the two lines that you can't actually see because it doesn't go far enough down.
Car,
yeah.
It's number 75, which is immediately underneath them. 77 is a little bit more. It's more onto the right side. And while he won't be overlooked quite as much as number 75, there is nothing there to indicate that you've got two houses there with their gardens adjoining to the...
Yeah, I didn't know whether they were far enough away that it's those lines at the bottom we can't actually see.
That seems quite a big plot.
It is quite a big plot.
But each time that they have applied to either put in another bungalow or an extension, each time it's come back because they've wanted to take up the whole of the site, virtually.
But is it their site?
Yeah, that's all that belongs to 77A.
Yeah.
So
but
it's one under below is what Cherry's talking about, is the one below.
The way
where
it's drawn out.
I don't think it might be the two lines, you can just see at the
if
bottom.
If you went to have a look at it,
yeah,
it certainly doesn't seem as big as all that.
Mm. So you're proposing refusal on the same basis as before, that it's overbearing, out of keeping, loss of amenity to adjacent properties, and that the application should be determined by committee members made at a site visit.
All I was doing,
yeah,
here was to second,
yeah,
on the basis that I had visited it before,
yeah,
and I'd actually been called in. But I think number 75 is Mr. Moxley, isn't it?
Yeah.
It,
yeah,
wasn't him, it was number 77.
Mr. Hayward.
Mm.
Well, the house he's in, number 77, they used to own all that
land.
At the back.
Yeah.
Mm.
And at the back were the two houses of it.
I mean, I have to say, it does seem a lot tighter than that when you, because I looked at it, you know, when you go round back of Somerville.
When
it doesn't look as open as that, does it, when you go there?
It doesn't.
And it's quite a difficult plot to get into, the two houses, you know, especially because it's like a dead end there.
Yeah. I'm surprised it doesn't show you the other houses.
I mean, to be quite honest, I don't know whether the amendments really in any way water down out.
No, I don't think they do. I mean, I don't think there's enough amendment, enough change in the proposal to make it any different to the original objection. So it's proposed and seconded for refusal on the same grounds as we actually discussed at a previous meeting. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now move on to Holston. First application is 16, oblique 2421, variance 37 Phillips Avenue. Removal of condition 3, obscure glazing and fixed-shut roof lights of planning application 13, oblique 2300, full. Installation of roof lights and window to front elevation and roof lights to rear elevation to facilitate a loft conversion. Highways do not wish to comment, and we've had two representations, which I'll just ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, two representations who object to the removal of condition 3, as there would be a loss of privacy should the obscure glass be replaced by clear glass, and a noise issue should the roof lights be allowed to be opened.
Personally, there's a history to this planning application when permitted development rights, etc., were refused because of the difficulties, and I know the gentleman's here from Keverell Road. I presume Councillor Tim Dunn will probably be as I am, that I would propose to continue the objection for the removal of the obscure glass, but I'll ask Councillor Dunn for a feed.
I just support what you just said, Chair. I think the reason, I mean, if I remember rightly, when this was considered in the original, then we as a town council objected, as I remember. District council passed it with that condition on to protect, I think, that problem. So I see absolutely no reason, in fact I see every reason,
to
allow that condition to be lifted.
Mm.
So I would oppose that.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Councillor Cahill,
you're
happy to concur? Yeah. Okay, proposed and seconded that we object to the removal of condition 3. As requested in his planning application variance. All those in favour?
Thank you very much.
That's okay, sir.
I'll let you have your peace now.
That's all right.
it's true enough. I mean, you know, Mrs. Elson there, she knows all about it while I've done it.
Yes, I do.
I appreciate your help.
That's okay.
We do what we can.
Yeah. You didn't mind me coming down, did you?
No, not at all.
Thank you very much.
Planning application 16, oblique 2410, full application, 18 Bellevue Road, Mr. Churston Cunliffe, single storey side and rear extension. Highways do not wish to comment, and we've had no representations. Councillor Cahill. Anything you must
Well, once again, we're in a situation where we've got big houses with big plots. And if there's no issues in terms of objection from the neighbours.
And quite a lot of the properties down Bellevue have got extensions and single-storey extensions.
Yeah,
so
I don't see a problem.
I can't see that there's any difference to a lot of those along the road. Councillor Dumper?
Yeah, I concur with Fred, and I would second that.
Yeah. So it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No. Thank you. Next application is 16/1892, 28 Mount Pleasant Avenue. Construction of decking, including steps to facilitate access. Highways do not wish to comment. There are no representations. Councillor Dumper?
Yeah, I didn't visit this one, but I did look carefully at the papers. I know where it is, and I know that there would be objections if there were a problem. I think, considering what they've done, they seem to have looked and they've provided the photos to show exactly what it's going to do. And I think, from that point of view, I would say no objection.
Yeah, I think had that decking gone all the way along right to where it was right along to the side, then I probably would have had an objection. But as it stops there, and you can't see from the neighbouring property, I've been and had a look. Councillor Cahill?
I have no objection. As to run into the right, you imagine me unless you had to have a planning permission for decking.
Yeah, it just depends what the decking is. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No, thank you. Dealt with the Davy Court application. So move on to 16/1922, full application. Devoncliffe Holiday Centre, Sandy Bay. Demolition of an existing amenity block and the installation of 26 new static caravan bases to replace existing 43 touring pitches and associated landscaping and infrastructure works. This is something that we discussed previously, the main planning. This is an amended plan with these amendments to relate to the tree constraints, impact assessment and tree protection statement. I'll just ask Sue to just go through what the Town Council agreed last time and also the comments from the landscape architect.
Yes, when we discussed this last time, we had no objection to the application, but there was an issue raised about possible light pollution, so we asked for an environmental health assessment, which hasn't appeared. Anyway, the landscape architect still has issues concerning these significant ground level changes, suggesting additional planting between caravan plots and incorporating a pedestrian access. Specified planting is inappropriate for the site conditions and an alternative planting has been recommended. So conditions should also be attached if permission is granted. Thank you.
Councillor De Serra?
I would just say that, as we said before, as soon as we get this environmental report, I see for business reasons there's no reason to object, particularly as the amended plans, as it says, relate to tree constraints and impact on the assessment. So they're clearly trying to work with the authorities to make this a success. So unless anyone has any serious objections, I see no reason to refuse it.
Do you want to make it subject to the conditions that the landscape architect is putting forward?
Yes.
Regarding the planting and the pedestrian access and various suggested additional planting?
I think so. Yes,
you
if
do.
we can put that on,
okay.
Yes, I'd be happy with that.
Anybody else wishing to comment at all? So I'm happy to second. So proposed and seconded, no objection as before, subject to the environmental health assessment, but also subject to the landscape architect's conditions being met. All those in favour? Any against? Any abstentions? Two abstentions. Now move to Town Ward, application 16/2258, Major Full, 12 and 14 Morton Road, change of use of nursing home to 10 residential apartments, including the construction of rear extensions and dormers. We have representations, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, we've had four representations. They all object on the grounds of overdevelopment of the site, a concern about loss of light and privacy to a nearby ground floor flat and garden, also concerned about the lack of parking and refuge storage provision, and they feel the extra footfall would create more noise in the area. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Masding?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, obviously having the dormer windows in the roof at the back will provide an overlooking problem, but I see they've got five parking spaces at the back, and obviously there will be room in the front, so but there will be, I think, almost adequate parking, and the building at the moment is a care home. As we all know, it's becoming more and more problematical for care homes to continue to use old buildings with changing legislation as to the size of rooms and the facilities to place voices and things like that. So I personally think this is a good use of the building to convert it to private accommodation, and I recommend it to the
community. Thank you. I certainly think this is preferential to the house of multiple occupancy that we had put forward previously, which we had a lot of concerns about whether it was going to be a house in multiple occupation. I think they were suggesting then 10 or 12, I think, people. So anybody else wish to make any comment?
Can it accommodate 10 residential apartments?
The plans are quite good, actually. They are better than the previous house of multiple occupation. I mean, they all have bedrooms with self-contained accommodation. They're not, they're not sort of on the basis that they've got shared facilities. They are proper apartments. And they have provided the parking at the back now, which Councillor Masding's already reported on, which should help with the parking. So I'm happy to second. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Any abstentions? No? Thank you. Next application is Withycombe Raleigh. It's 16/2399, full application, Foxhole Pound Lane. Construction of detached dwelling with associated garden area. Highways do not wish to comment, and there's been no representations. Councillor Taylor? The top of Pound Lane, it's just
of Pound Lane, come up past the car wash and whatnot on the brow.
It's just on the left.
On the left is a house called Foxhole.
Just past the laundry.
Up a bit further than that.
Yeah,
not
on the
not
brow.
Got like
green,
got like doors
not,
at the
not
front,
that one,
isn't it?
Not that one, further up.
Yeah.
And it's just this side of that big white house. What they've grabbed in that side is unbelievable because they already developed a barn next to it. That way, you can see where it says the barn.
Yeah.
And they want to sort of replicate that pretty well. And the roof would be just, the one we don't know when there's a roof, it just valets. Valets windows in there. It really is a very small site. I don't know whether that's grounds to roof it.
Well, if you think it's overbearing and if you're worried about the highways, I know they don't wish to comment, but I mean, if you've got concerns with the highways and you feel it's overbearing and it would obviously be a lot of amenity to the other house or what have you, then you've got grounds.
It won't be overlooking the other house.
No, but I mean, do you feel it's overbearing and therefore...
And you see the double gates there with the drive into the house at the back.
Right.
From where the guy's developing it. And it just takes up pretty well all of his parking space. It's difficult to give a good reason to do that. I mean, it blends in quite well with the one with the next door on the back of the barn.
Yeah.
Can you see where it
is? I mean, I think the only really would be if you felt it was overbearing and that the site wasn't large enough to accommodate it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it really?
It's where it is on the
it's
site really.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Right on the road.
It was pretty tight to the other house.
Yeah.
I can't make out where the garden is because today when I went there it was certainly
I think it's behind
the garden.
Hmm? behind, I think, isn't it?
Substantial. Wall at the back.
Yeah.
Quite often, the existing property often has a vehicle parked on the pavement outside the front of the property.
That's right,
That's what
you said. So, you know, the parking is not there, it's a pavement.
Mm.
In fact, that
apparently, that's what happens at the moment. From the barn, they've got two cars parked on the pavement outside. And as you can see, it's right on the brow of the Pound Lane there. And if highways haven't objected, we can't object on highways.
No, but I mean the only thing is if you do feel it, you know, it's overbearing on the site, or it's you know where it's actually positioned is.
Can I just say, if there is no outside space, it seems to me that, you know, it is overbearing.
That's what I was thinking,
They can just get the bins in and bike, and go for a bike.
Well, they're saying associated garden area, but there's no garden area marked out there.
Well, no, it must be only the bit shared by the side. Yeah, shared, I presume, with the foxhole one. I'm a bit confused. It says the barn existing house, and then it says proposed, and then when you look at the plan, it's the barn that's been ringed in red as if it's the one that's been...
It's wrong, isn't it?
Something doesn't...
Yeah, we said that.
Yeah, something that's not quite right there, is it? Because it's foxhole, it must be the...
It's
foxhole is the house, isn't it? Because it says in the grounds of foxhole.
Foxhole's in the back?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It says there that the barn is being converted, but the actual plan...
We labelled it wrong.
It's just on the brow of the hill. There's like a green...
Yeah, but how does foxhole get in there?
Well,
they go in there as well, don't they?
It doesn't even show them his access.
No, that's what I'm saying. You know, it looks like it's stuck out in the middle there. I just wondered why they didn't develop the other side of it, because it looks like they've got a lane going up to it.
He's got the existing high wall.
Goes to Foxhole.
Drive retained.
Very confusing.
He's got to come down the side of the house.
There's double gates, so if you look at the front of the
house.
They've just put the barn in the red square instead of.
Well, I mean, if you feel it was, you know, looking at it, you feel it was overbearing, then we can go on the basis that, you know, the site isn't, you feel a site that can't accommodate an additional dwelling.
Not where they're trying to put
Not
it.
Not where,
anyway.
You know.
Well, what did the other members think?
Well,
I agree with you.
I mean, to me, it does look...
Too tiny.
Yeah, it does to me, but I don't know. What does other members feel? Do they feel that it's... Can accommodate that, or do other members feel it's a bit
It's like all these developments. Sorry, Chairman. It's like all these developments. I think you've got to look in the perspective where people are trying to actually build in their gardens or in their land, and that they believe that they can do it. But I think you're absolutely right. There is some element of overdevelopment in the area because of the location of where it is, and there's no parking, so if people buy the house and they've got cars, where are they going to park the cars? I mean,
especially up Pound Lane.
If you look down Pound Lane, we've got old caravans, vans, goodness knows. I think I'd be inclined to say.
I think the majority view is, Brenda, is that we'll propose refusal on the basis that we feel it's overbearing for the site. You know, that we think it's overdevelopment of the site, that it would be overbearing for the other property on the site. Well, I think it probably will. But
I mean, knowing who it is.
Yeah, exactly. But then I'm quite surprised at the plans as they are, actually, in light of who it is.
Got that on through on his nail. I think he was quite surprised when I turned out today.
Yes. Okay. So... I'm happy to propose refusal on that basis and second. So, on the basis that we feel it is overdevelopment and overbearing on the for the rest of the site, not the other adjacent house. And we can also put in that we are concerned with the highways, even though they've not commented, I think. All right. So proposed and seconded on those basis. All those in favour? Any against? Any abstentions? Okay. Next application is 16/2395, full application, 10 Denmark Road, single story rear extension and provision of parking area to front of property. Highways do not wish to comment and there's no representations. Councillor Taylor?
Well, this, the work's already going on there. I mean, they're well into doing what they're going to do. I guess, obviously, if you make a parking area in the front, you lose parking on the road. I couldn't see exactly where the single story.
It's quite small, isn't it?
Be in the back, but it would be okay.
Mm.
Yeah, it's okay. There's room there.
Yeah.
So there's no problem with that.
Okay. Okay, I'm happy to second then. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. Next application is 16/2314, full application, 36 Holland Road. Extension and increase in height of existing garage to connect with house and extend to rear. Highways do not wish to comment and there's no representations.
Well, again, this is one that's already on the go. I mean,
oh, right.
They've increased the height of the garage, I can't think for why, by about a metre, and they've extended it at the back, that's all in place. There was nobody in, unfortunately, so I couldn't. But it worries me that they're raising the height of the garage to connect with the house, an extension to the rear. It overlooks a little bit.
As if they're going to put another story on the side of the house as well.
Yeah, there is a window on the side of the extension. Further down, which looks right across into next door neighbour's window. I mean, maybe representations.
Yeah. No, we've got no representations, but
no.
I mean, I actually looked at this one and thought the same as you. So, Councillor Cahill.
What are they doing?
We're looking at what they've got in the planning application, extension and increase in height of existing garage to connect the house and extend to rear. As you say, you've seen windows.
Mm.
Surely that doesn't actually quite fit with what they might actually ask for.
Mm.
So, and once again, we're seeing another building going ahead before planning has been given. But I don't presume they're allowed to.
I mean, I can't see. I was going to say, I can't actually see any windows in that, but I thought I saw windows in that.
Sure. It's just
well,
you know.
It's certainly a retrospective.
Yeah. I was going to say, it doesn't actually say windows
in
there.
Some marks there.
Well, there's
some windows.
Yeah. It is.
It seems to be like a wooden structure on the above the, didn't it? The extension on the garage, you know. It's a wooden.
So that side.
Rog, can you go back again?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
One.
No, the one
the,
you just had.
The big street one.
Yeah, that one.
Or this one's a bit better.
No, that one. That's the one I was going to say,
yeah.
Because that doesn't seem that... although it might be a garage...
That's up around the corner, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I was going to say, because where the extension is, or where they've said the extension is there,
so
I'm just wondering what's the other side of the...
Aren't they? Between the garage and the house.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what the other side...
Does it join onto their
garage?
Next door's garage?
That's what it looks like from
might
there.
Might go up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wall, it looks as if it goes to the adjoining garage, doesn't it?
That's 42, one assumes that's 40, 38, 36.
Yeah.
And that's a big square, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why I was wondering whether it joins a neighbouring
garage.
Because they're infilling by the look of it.
Yeah.
So the garages are already joined together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it comes up about a metre from the next door's garage.
Mm.
Well, if they're infilling the path to the
it's
back,
covered way,
which it looks like, they're trying to put, what, can we put a covenant in on it?
Well, they would have to, I was going to say that would be a civil thing if they're actually building over a covered,
yeah,
you know, if they're making it a covered walkway, yeah, that's a civil action. So what was...
Well, I think you need more and more detail. Why do they want to extend the roof of the garage?
It doesn't say on the planning application what it's for. It doesn't say for any reason on the planning application. It just says extend. I don't suppose it says to build a... just doesn't say sort of...
Just connected.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't say.
I think there's not
replace existing garage roof
with
rotten joists by raising and extending to cover kitchen
just
door
want to come out in the
passageway between house and garage.
For what purpose?
Yeah.
I personally would
just keep them dry.
Recommend a fusion because there's not enough detail.
Timber shivers, wall with a felt roof, three glass windows.
Yeah.
Well,
you're right. You did
yeah,
see windows.
One in the side, one in the rear.
Oh, yes, it's
natural.
But
nice
it doesn't
source.
Show on the drawings, does it?
Concrete dining, internal light. You can't see those windows, can you, on the side? If it's a metre higher and it's
unless
looking
it's
in, so that isn't a garage, it doesn't
have three slatted windows.
Can I say, Jim, we refused a garage loft
yes.
the last
yes, we did.
Planning meeting.
Yeah, we did.
And if this is a garage loft, then we should be refusing it on the same grounds.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's very clear here, actually, because it says
there's
a window,
window there,
in the
look.
Side.
There's one there, look, on
yeah.
the side.
Oh, yeah,
there's
a little
in
window
the
in the side.
Down.
And that's the window with a metre
that's
high that looks in next door's side. Because it's above the garage, so it must look into next door's. Because
yeah.
if they've got a garage and this is a metre higher and it's got a window, then the window's looking...
Yeah, but you have to
and
be
how long is it going to be before the next door neighbour wants
well,
to
well, it depends. What's he got the meter for? If he's got a stairs in it, what's...
That'll block the window.
Is that a mezzanine floor?
I think it's difficult, actually. I agree with you. It's a bit difficult. I don't think the plan
silly
is actually...
Silly.
Is it?
I think so.
So what do members feel here? What do they... Do you want it deferred and see if we can get some more information?
I think
about what the garage is being used, what the additional meter is being used for.
Absolutely, and the fact that it's already
yeah.
in the process.
Yeah, it's retrospective, yeah.
So
okay, we'll ask if we can defer it for further information regarding the use of the garage.
Send the enforcement officer.
Because if he's got the window in it, he must be having something up there, yeah. Okay. So is everybody happy that we defer that? Everybody happy that agreement
yeah.
that we defer and ask for further information? Yeah.
Yeah,
thank you. The next application is 16/2486, full application, 8 Drakes Avenue, construction of dwelling. We have, highways have given the usual standing advice, but we have one representation which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, the representation notes an objection on the grounds that the design is out of character with the other houses in the road. They're concerned that the side and back of the proposed dwelling are too close to the garden walls of number 6 and 10. Access and parking area is too close to the side wall of number 10 and will give poor visibility when accessing the property. Thank you.
Okay. Can I say that part of the other representation concerning asbestos being actually dug into the garden, because there's a letter on there that from a gentleman that's saying that he also believes that when they took down the previous property that they put the asbestos, dug a hole and put the asbestos into the ground and therefore it would be contaminated when I read through it. And obviously that isn't the way you dispose of asbestos, so I mean, but as he says, he believes it to be, so obviously he's not sure, but I think that's the contaminated officer would have to check that one out. Anyway, Councillor Taylor, have you got some observations on this lovely house?
It's such a shame. I mean, I think that's quite outdated. I guess the house has already been extended to some greenery. It's the left hand one.
That number 8 has been extended on the other side.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a huge house, anyway. It's going to take up pretty well all of the gardens, which is such a shame. And I don't think that is in keeping with the area.
No, it's similar
to
another one.
No, it's not. It's, if you think
it's on the right
where the access to Morton is,
yeah.
it's right opposite. It's on
yeah.
the corner.
Yeah, I've been there today. Yeah, I've been there. There's nobody in.
He's a pilot.
But it does. It is going to take a pretty well awful garden.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Because it's, you know,
the
nice, spacious
house. Looking at the picture there, it actually appears to be closer to the house. Further down than the existing house.
It does.
It does.
Definitely not.
Yeah, I couldn't get
So out of keeping is.
I think
out of keeping with the street
design
scene. Design out of keeping with the street scene.
What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Again, about building, you know, another property in a big garden.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's very difficult out there because obviously we're seeing across the road next to the drive to Morton, part of their garden. We approved a house behind that, but it was a separate plot, and it was actually able to be done without detracting from the area, but. That is like just cutting out a piece of land and putting a new house.
I mean, I think the design is out keeping with the street scene in as much as that, you know, when we've actually been hauled up for that in areas where you've got a lot of houses of different design. Well, most of Drake's Avenue is of similar design, I would say. You know, it's not like some of the other areas of Exmouth where they've had all sorts of different types of houses. So you're proposing refusal on the basis that it's out of keeping with the... Yeah, with the street scene. Oh, don't worry. All those in favour? Thanks. Any against? No, thank you. We'll now move on to items of consideration. This was the Budley Silterton Neighbourhood Plan pre-submission draft document to consider the draft neighbourhood plan. This really only it butts onto the area of outstanding natural beauty. I have read through the plan. I have to say, from a point of view of the way it's been written, I thought it was excellent. Don't know if you've had time to look at it. And those on the neighbourhood plan working party or steering committee, I think it was excellent the way it's been done, because it's all, if you have time to look at it, I should just have a quick look, because it's been done in sections and they've put their proposals very, very well on what they want in the various sections, whether it's transport or housing or community. It's very a good, easy read, but they've obviously paid for somebody to design their draft plan, I think. But in saying that, the only part of ours really was is where it attaches to the area of outstanding natural beauty, and they're not suggesting anything than they already have, that they want to make sure that there is no building over in between us and Budley, so that you get Budley joining into Exmouth, and they want to make sure that the area of outstanding natural beauty remains, and that it should be enhanced if where possible, and again, you know, so that and the other part is where it really butts onto Castle Lane and along there, and I think everybody's of the same view that they don't want to expand it between the two, between Budley and Exmouth. I think we all want a green area between, and if it's AOB, they're never going to build on it anyway. And I think we can just agree with the issues that have had. So I can't see any real necessity for us to comment in any depth on that, other than just to support certainly that we retain the AOB between Exmouth and Budley, and that we want to ensure that the building doesn't start, which is what they're saying. They just don't want it to start getting straddled between the two, like we've seen in Toxham, sadly, to Exeter, where... It's just gradually building up. So I think we can support them in that, and I've got no other comments to make. I don't know if anybody else has had a chance to read through or look at it at all, but I don't have any other comments. Is everybody happy if we just support those two? Yeah, thank you. And then finally, the East Devon District Council planning decisions, where they're in line with what we have had, other than 53 Imperial Road, where we had no objection and they've actually refused... in the town ward.
Yeah.
And I'm not surprised if you know that they've overturned what we've said. But with that, there's no other matters outstanding. So I'll close the meeting. Thank you, members.